I stand before you in weakness this morning. It's embarrassing to get up with having back trouble. But I want to tell you, the Lord's not so interested in me being embarrassed or not embarrassed. He doesn't look at it near like I look at it. I have something I want to share with you, and I think I understand why he gives it while I'm still in trouble. On my job, and in many places of work, they will give opportunities for you to go to some classes to keep up with the changes that there are coming about in that type of work. It's called continuing education. God is interested in us continuing our education. Song number, I think it's number 219, says, I am learning of my Savior. Precious lessons every hour. God's interested in me learning that there are some things with Him that will never change. They're going to be steadfast when all the world changes around me. Thank you. A few months ago, the Lord started dealing with me about my need to change in some areas. There was a song that he brought to me. That song says, I need thee every hour. I understand that in my head. I believe that. I would tell everybody that I do need the Lord all the time. Realizing, and you know what, I don't want you to feel sorry for me when I have trouble. There's something I'd like for you to get from this message today. If you're at your best of health, I want you to realize you're 1 minute away from being down. It's God that holds us all up. It's in Him we live and we breathe and we have our being. You know, folks, if we're not careful, we will have some good days. And we would never say it, but we can start attributing it to, I've done some right things. And there are some right things that we do need to do. But at the end of the day, I need to realize, you know what, the next breath I draw will come to me because God allowed it to come. And I thought I had gotten a lesson. I had started trying, even in the things that, you know, there are sometimes a list that we have. There are things that I know that can happen in my life that's out of control for me. And I don't waste my time trying to fix them. I take it straight to the Lord. But you know, there's everyday little things that I put in a category, I can do these. You know, I'm finding even those can turn wrong for me. And I need the Lord every hour. But then this weekend, somehow this past week before Monarch, probably to all of us, I just felt the pressures of the world. You hear the news just like I hear the news. And I started saying, if I can just get to Monarch. Folks, I want to tell you, this is a special place at a special time for each of us. Well, just got on the grounds, and that night I started having trouble. And the Lord brought another song to me. I need thee every hour, but there's another one that says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. And folks, we're all there. Just give yourself a little bit of time, and every one of us can be in that place. For us today, when things are going well for us, it's time for us to build. Because trouble is out ahead for every one of us. There is a reminder for us each one. I'd like to share it with you. James 4 and 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city We'll continue there a year. We're going to buy. We're going to sell. We're going to get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow. Whether we're talking about the end of our life or just the changes that can come about for us that changes the plans that we had intended for tomorrow. You know not what shall be on tomorrow. What is your life? It's even a vapor. It appears for a little bit of time. It's going to vanish away. Because of that, we need to say, if the Lord will, we shall do this or that. Because if he draws back his hand of blessing for each one of us, we're in trouble. And I think it would be good for us all to realize, for me, I'm trying harder now to realize, Lord, on my good days, help me to thank you for that. And to realize it's nothing I did. Even at work this past week, I was having trouble. But I went on to work anyhow, and I found myself saying, Lord, this next step, I need your help. Things that I took for granted when everything's going well. Needing to climb stairs to go up into a place to work. And each step saying, Lord, would you help me out? And ending that was saying, Lord, I thank you for helping me. Amen. Folks, it'd be good for us. We're in the land of plenty in America. Sometimes if we're not careful, we can get to feeling our hand hath gotten us this wealth. I'd like for us to look at that. It's in Deuteronomy. Where the Lord was reminding them that what you've gotten, you didn't get it on your own. I gave it to you. So remember when you move into the houses that you didn't build, when you get to reap from the vineyards that you didn't plant. And we could all say, well, yeah, I understand that time when they were able to move into a house that was already there and the vineyard was already planted. But I did it for myself. No, we're in the same condition that they were. And the reminder is the same to me. In the 17th verse of the 8th chapter, should thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. I appreciate that America is considered a land of plenty. There's a danger with that. Because I can come to this point and say, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Remember the Lord thy God. It is he that hath given thee power to get wealth, to get health. Every blessing that is given is a blessing from God himself. And it shall be, if thou at all forget the Lord thy God. I don't want that to happen to me. But it's so easy to happen. But folks, I want to tell you, I believe there is an urgency for this monarch. Because I believe every one of us realize that unless America falls on her knees, we won't see America continue as God has blessed it in the past. And there's not a lot I can do about the conditions around me, but it's time for me to prepare. And one of the places for me to prepare now is when things are going well, for me to say, Lord, I thank you for it. And you'll be there with me should those times change. We have a song that says, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege for me to be able to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Why? Because I got a category of things that I'm going to work on, things that I'll be able to take care of on my own. And I find that even those now, I end up needing to take them to the Lord. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because I didn't carry everything to God in prayer. I want to be able to learn today to take everything to God in prayer. Because I believe the time's coming when it will have served me well if I learn the lesson early. In Proverbs 3 and 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your paths. In all of those things, don't trust my own understanding. I can see it, and I believe here's the way it should go. This is the right way. But folks, I don't know the route to heaven. I don't know the things that God will need to bring into my life to prepare me for that place. And so I want to be able to ask him, Lord, I want to trust you to bring into my life those things that will give me the best opportunity to make heaven my home. I want to talk to you this morning about consecration. It's easy for me to make them when the sun's shining. It was easy for Peter to make them when there was no trouble around him. For him to be able to say, Lord, I tell you what, it doesn't matter. If I die for you, I won't be offended. That was easy to say when he was there with the other disciples. But then trouble came. It's easy for me to say when everything is going well for me. But the day will come when I will need to confirm it. When the pressure's on. When the battle is on. There is a song that I'd like to sing. I'd like for you to sing it with me. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind. But you never know. You're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you are never alone. For on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make it right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. You talk of faith when you're up on the mountain, but the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations, that's when faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make it right. For the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. We have songs in our red songbook, songs of consecration. I'd like to look at a few of them this morning. I'd like to start with song number 238. A determination that I have. And when I look at this song, I can about see a baptismal service about to begin. a place where determinations are set, a place where I'm telling the Lord, this is where some changes are going to come about. And I look at this verse, song number one, the verse number one of song 238. Maybe we'll sing it. I will follow thee, my Savior, wheresoever my lot may be. Where thou goest, I will follow. Yes, my Lord, I'll follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow. As I'm standing at the baptismal service, and I'm feeling very well, no problems in my life, I sing verse number 5. Though thou leadest through affliction, poor forsaken though I be, thou wast destitute, afflicted, and I only follow thee. I will follow thee, my Savior. Thou didst shed thy blood for me. And though all men should forsake thee, by thy grace I'll follow thee. And then song number 245, consecration. That first verse, since Jesus gave his life for me, should I not give him mine? I'm consecrated, Lord, to thee. I shall be wholly thine. My life, O Lord, I give to thee, my talents, time, and all. I'll serve thee, Lord, thine all to be. I'll hear thy faintest call. And then I may even stretch out so far that I say, I can do verse number 3. Though he may call across the sea, with Jesus I will go, and tell the lost of love so free, till all his power may know. My life, O Lord, I give to thee, my talents, time, and all. I'll serve thee, Lord, thine own to be. I'll hear thy faintest call. Those are good songs of my desire to consecrate to God. I want to tell you something. I found out it's easier for me to go across the sea and preach than it is for me to take that verse and convert it a little bit. Though he should call me for my health, with Jesus I will go. All these others used to seem real big to me, but I found that the Lord would go with me on those. I want to tell you, should he call for your health, he'll walk with you through that one too. Amen. Folks are under pressure today. God is still the same as he has always been. I want to talk to you about trust. It's easy for me to say, Lord, I give you everything. And then the day comes that I didn't know it was going to mean that. I didn't know it was going to mean to that level, Lord. Trust says it's a firm belief in the reliability, the truth, the ability, or the strength of someone or something. And there was a little clip in there that really caught my attention. It said, relations have to be built on trust. We don't just come to a place where we trust God. We have to build a relationship with him. That does not happen overnight. That comes from me back in those small places where I learned, Lord, I need you every hour. And he helped me in those things that I could do on my own, but I've learned to thank him because I realized, you know what, Lord, if you touched my body, I'm minutes away from helpless. My boys had to come down there to the trailer, help me up to just get me in a chair. Folks, you know what? Every one of us are just a couple steps from there. If I can walk my life realizing my next breath comes from God, it changes things. Where is my trust today? Who is my first responder? Who answers the call when I call 911? Who's the operator on the other end of the line? I'm going to have to build, and it's going to be good for me to build when the sun's shining, when I don't have a major event. Because we lived in Louisiana, it was a lot different than living in Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, we have tornadoes, and they will tell you, you better get in the shelter. You have very little time left. And then they will tell you, you have no time. It's on you. Down in Louisiana, I can remember being down there, and it seemed to me like they could predict it a couple days ahead. Because they could look out there, and from past experience, they could tell this one is spinning in this direction. And they'd always tell you, should it continue in that direction, it could be here by a certain time. And you might have a couple days. We would have time that if you would take it serious, you had time to go down and buy plywood and put it over your windows. You had time to prepare. You know what? There was a time when that time to prepare was ended. There was a time when I saw no one out there trying to put a piece of plywood on their windows. It's time to hang on now. We need to build trust when everything is going well. It'll be very hard to build it when the storm is on us. We're just hanging on at that time. There is a verse, and it seems pretty primitive for us today, but I'd like for us to look at it in Psalms in the 20th verse, 20th chapter, Psalms 20 and 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Now that's outdated for us. I've never put my confidence in a horse. I don't care about them. I've tried to ride them and can't. So this seems kind of obscure. But you know, it was an important time for them back there. It's how they got around. You put the horse and the chariot together and you got something to do battle with. Some people will trust in chariots and some in horses. But we're going to remember the name of the Lord our God. You would think the children of Israel would have never forgotten about the horses and the chariots from Egypt compared to the God of heaven. When they were at the Red Sea and God opens up the way for them to walk through on dry land, and the Egyptians follow behind with this trust in horses and in chariots, and God caused the chariot wheels to come off, caused them to perish. God brought them out with a great deliverance. The next chapter in Exodus was the song that was sung back to God, thanking him for his ability. It's not enough for me to put my trust in the Lord today. I'm going to have to build it every day. It's going to require maintenance every day because the children of Israel failed to maintain it. In fact, they came to a place that they would swap what God had for them for some cucumbers. If I could just go back to Egypt, I forgot what it was like. And it even came to the place after God had delivered them so many times that there's a place in Isaiah and how it could have ever come to that place. In Isaiah 31 and 1, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many. You know, there came a time when the children of Israel saw the enemy that was coming against them and they said, we do not have enough to be able to fight this battle. And they would hire other people to come and help them with the battle. When all they needed was live the life, and God will take care of it for them. It says, stay on horses, trust in chariots because they're many, and horsemen because they're very strong, but they look not to the Holy One of Israel, neither do they seek the Lord. You know, that song of consecration said, my talents, my time, and all. Sometimes we don't realize what is going to be called for in that category of all. Satan felt like he had it figured out when he was dealing with Job. At first he said, I tell you what, man puts a lot of importance on the things that he owns. If you can touch those things, he will curse God to his face. Job held his integrity when he lost everything that he owned. Satan went one step farther. He said, I want to tell you something. Skin for skin, everything a man has, he will give for his life. What about today for me? Where do I stand with God and my trust and confidence in him? When Job's wife told him, it's getting bad now, you ought to just curse God and die, Job still held his integrity. He said, you speak as a foolish woman. Shall we not receive the blessings from God and also receive the troubles that come from God? That's because he had built a trust and a confidence in who his God was. To the point that he came one day to the place that he said, though he slay me, I'm going to trust him. It's very important for us to build today while we're feeling well and everything is going well, to where we build a confidence in God that he's well able to take care of us. Because I think about young men that join the military. They don't take them right out to the battlefield. There's a time of a boot camp. It's not the real battle. It's just we're trying to get you out and prepare you for when the battle comes. I believe that's what Monarch is for this year. It is the boot camp for the Christian. And I will tell you, you don't have to look far to know our country's in trouble. The call has always been there from God. It was there for the children of Israel. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, today would change for America if it would humble itself. But should it not, the price will be paid. The battle's out ahead. But what about for me? Will I be prepared or I will be able to make it through there? There is a verse that is a challenge to me. It's in Jeremiah 12th chapter and in the 5th verse. And I took this week to be for me. As I was sitting down there in a chair yesterday morning about 3 o'clock looking out across the campground and it's dark. And I'm saying, Lord, I'll be here to you. Help me out. This verse came to me. And it could have had my name attached to it. Dan, if you've run with a footman, you know what these physical things are, the footman. If you've run with a footman and they have wearied thee, how can you contend with horses? If in the land of peace, at the time when America has plenty, I think of the verse that says, you have not resisted unto blood. There are some people that have given their lives to be faithful to God. We haven't had to do that. So the warning comes to me, Dan. If in these small things you have trouble making it, if I have trouble with what someone says about me, what am I going to do when the big one hits? If in the land of peace, wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, how are you going to do in the swelling of Jordan? It is a time for me, and I've been seeking the Lord for myself. Lord, I know that when things are going well for me, my consecration is pretty shallow. It'll be tested. But Lord, I want to make it anyway. And I want to confirm it at the time when the troubles start. As I've been watching the scenes unfold in America since we met in Monarch last year, there's a sense of urgency to me. Dan, if you got anything that you want to take care of, you better get it done, because the battle's out ahead. There's a lot of unrest, and I'm not telling you anything new. The media would like to take your mind and take you one way or another, influencing you to join a side. I'd like to tell you about Jesus today. Just like last night, he's in control. I'd like to roll back time a little bit, because folks, these things can get us agitated up to where we get ourselves in a place where we lose our peace. The peace that was intended to be there right in the middle of the storm, I can lose it. There is peace though the world be raging, and it's raging today. But there are some things that I'm going to have to do to be able to maintain that peace. Folks, there have been things that have been unfair while time has been. It was unfair in Jesus' time. And I think of this instance. It was unfair when they took John's head off and gave it to the girl on a charger. And John's disciples came to Jesus with the news. Did Jesus say, I need to get some folks together to protest this? We're headed for Herod's palace, and we're going to tell him what he's done wrong. I want to tell you something, you'll lose your peace. Instead, Jesus had the answer. In Mark is where the story is given. There are a lot of things that Jesus could have said, but this, what he said, is what has made Monarch important for me this year. In the 6th chapter and in the 31st verse, when Jesus has heard it, here's his response. He said to them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place. Separate yourselves from all the trouble. Pull away to where you can find what is really life in perspective. Let's go into a desert place. You need to rest a while. Folks, the devil is busy today to stir our minds and head us in a direction that will cause us to lose our peace. I've often wondered in Matthew 25 about five wise and five foolish. How could it be? And what am I going to do to make sure I'm in the wise category? We heard the other night the verse about those that said they're rich and increased with goods and did not see themselves as God saw them. For me to be in the wise category, when my time comes to go. I'm going to need the Lord to search me. I'm going to need to have Him to show me where I stand and the changes that I need to make in this day and time. And I believe that what God has done for us as a people today at Monarch is to say, come apart for a little bit. Bring yourselves in from the world and let me show you what the real perspective is. You're headed for eternity. There's a verse that tells me how easy it's going to be for me to be in the foolish category. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I need to get life back in perspective. This morning, as I think of Brother Leslie and the years that he came to Monarch, you know what? He was preparing for this time. The time when he leaves time and heads out into eternity. And I believe Brother Leslie has made his preparation. Each one of us have it out ahead for us. And as I was thinking this morning, ten years ago, Dad was here for his last time. He knew it would be his last time. He had been on hospice and she told him it's close now. And he said, I want to go to Monarch. She said, where's Monarch? It's 225 miles from here. She said, what is Monarch? He said, I can't express it. I wish you could go. She said, Dale, you know, the temperatures are hot. You could die at Monarch. He said, I can't think of a better place to leave out from. Amen. Folks, I want to tell you, this is where the rubber meets the road. I can sing my songs and I can mean them, but I've got to build while the times are doing well. I've got to be seeking God to show me any changes I need to make in my life. I stayed with Dad nights the last few months of his life. I stayed in a chair one night down here and tried to make it. I don't know how he spent his last 6 months in a wheelchair. Could not get out of it to sleep. But I would hear him in the middle of the night. You could hear a buggy when it clicks and comes on. So I would know Dad's awake. And I'd walk in there and say, Dad, what's the matter? Are you uncomfortable? He said, I'm just taking some time to make sure. Asking the Lord, Lord, I tell you what, I know I'm close. If there's anything else that I have missed, tell me, Lord, so I can clear it and be ready when you call for me. Young people, I want to tell you, you may feel like, you know what, this sounds like a message for the old folks. We're in good health and things are going well. You're in the best time of your life to build a relationship with God. Because this is more than just rules. Rules won't carry you through. You'll drop them. You say it will not work. But I want to tell you something. If you will build a relationship with Christ to where you can go into the valley knowing He's going with me. He'll be there with me. And I don't put any requirements on Him. Should this be the one that takes me, Lord, I want to be ready to meet you. I can't be there and live shallow. I'm going to have to build a relationship with God and get it deep. Because to all of us, whether we get it deep or not, the storm's coming. And we need to weather the storm to make it. I want to close now with that song, number 238. Sounds like kind of a dismal song. I'll follow you in the troubled times. But folks, all of us can follow Him when the sun's shining. I need to make some commitments. And I want to tell you, if you have some places, it's time to build. If you have some areas that, like the man that took his look in a glass and he said, I see a need, and I'm going to take care of it sometime, and I went away and forgot. I don't think we have much time left to forget. I need to make the changes now. I need to seek the Lord. Search me, O God. He already knows, but I'm asking Him to reveal it to me. Because every way of a man is right in his own eyes. I believe I'm right. I need the Lord to show me who I am. I'd like for you to sing number 238. If there's anyone here this morning that says, I'm determined, by God's help, I'm going to make it. I want to strengthen that determination. I want to invite you.